And a good Friday morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Yes, it's Friday. Stop. Calm down. Still got to go to work this morning. Let's check in with Dave Anderson and make sure you get to work.
Time to take another look at your drive. Good Friday morning to you now. We are not looking too badly done. We're looking at, 301 and Balm Road, a crash. There was some intersection blockage. Southbound Vets right around, maybe Waters Gun Highway area. And we're looking at, Wesley Chapel and Oaks Boulevard for a crash as well. Still pretty busy on the interstate drive. Nothing out of the ordinary there. 30 years of experience allows the Bonatti Spine Institute to target the true root of your back and spine issues. Bonatti succeeds where others fail. Check out Bonatti.com for more information. Dave Anderson on the Tan Talk Network.
Thanks, Dave. Here's your Bay Area forecast. A little bit cooler. And when I mean a little bit, I say just a little bit. 75 for a high tomorrow. Jump up and down. Jump up and down. 75 for a high tomorrow. And it's only going to last 2 days. And then you're going to start feeling like, oh, it's July again. But that's Florida, right? That's Florida in November. Whatever. We're sweating when we're putting up our Christmas lights, right? Anyway, I want to get to an event that's happening this weekend. We touched on it yesterday. The Canine Estates is having a Wild West Casino Night at the Ruth Eckerd Hall in the Margaret Hay Great Room. Joining us to talk a little bit more about it, as she did yesterday, is Fran Salem. Fran, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine because the weather's going to be nice this weekend, and I understand we've got a great event for a great cause, the Canine Estates Wild West Casino Night at the Ruth Eckerd Hall. First of all, tell us about Canine Estates.
Canine Estates is the rescue sanctuary for small dogs located in Palm Harbor, Florida. And it was it began almost 3 years ago. A house was renovated just for the care of the little dogs until they're adopted. And if they're not adopted, they'll stay with us until they decide that they can no longer live. And meaning they get sick or pass away from old age.
Mm-hmm.
It was originated and renovated by three sisters who used their retirement money to do so. They've always had a love of animals all their life.
And Fran, when you say they have a place to stay, this is not some little, this is a little cardboard box or something. This is a beautiful estate that they're staying at.
Oh, heck no. No cardboard boxes. It's a house. It's a real house, like you and I would live in it. It has a kitchen area. It has sliding glass doors. They can run outside and play and do their business and have a good time. They do have crates, but they're only in the crates when they eat or go to sleep at night.
Once again, we're talking with Fran Salem of Canine Estates. Fran, I know that you place a lot of dogs. Tell us about what happens to some of the dogs that you can't place, because people wonder about those.
We keep them.
Yes.
We keep them forever. We never, never euthanize.
Good.
Never, no. Our dogs stay with us if they are not adopted.
All right, now, Fran, now let's move to the big event happening tonight. Friday night, it is tonight, the 13th. Don't worry, it's nothing crazy going to happen. But
it's going to be a lucky night.
It's going to be a lucky night, exactly. Tell us a little bit about the event tonight at Ruth Eckerd Hall.
Wild West Casino Night. It's our very first big fundraiser event, and hopefully we'll do something like this every year. It's going to be in the Ruth Eckerd Hall, Marguerite Hay, H-E-Y-E, Great Room, from 7 to 10 p.m. There's going to be lots of food. Lots of beverages. It will be a cash bar. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be gaming, music, hors d'oeuvres, casino prizes. It's going to be wonderful.
And how is this going to help actually the Canine Estates? Are the benefits going to this?
It's going to help with expenses, because any money that we would make from this event will go for the care of the animals. Our medical bills are phenomenal because we take very good care of them. Every dog that comes to us before they go into the house, they go to our vet who gives them a complete physical. Then if they have not been neutered or vaccinated or spayed or microchipped, we take care of all that. We make sure their dental is A1 if they have to have teeth removed. We get a lot of very, very poorly neglected animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we take care of them first. Then they come to the house to be socialized.
Fran, real quickly, tell us who runs Canine Estates.
It's run by Jane Sidwell, Sybil Freeman, and Barbara.
And I believe they're sisters? Okay, they're sisters.
They use their retirement money to set up this facility. We do have a staff that takes care of them.
Well, it's nice that they're all there and they're loved by family, by the three sisters and the staff that's there. All right, Fran, real quickly, tell people where they can get tickets for this.
Well, you can go on your computer and sign up with Eventbrite. That's E-V-E-N-T, B as in boy, R-I-T-E. Scroll down and look for Wild West Casino Night. It is as easy as apple pie.
Well, this is going to be a great event. I can see it already. Once again, it's K9 Estates Wild West Night, Casino Night. Tonight's from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Ruth Eckert Hall. And it's is it Marguerite?
Marguerite.
Hey, great room. Just wanted to make sure.
Now, the cutoff is for 5:30 p.m. for tickets.
We'll make sure we get that. France, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great time tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for all your help. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Fran. And that's once again for the K9 Estates.